friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think
you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48. Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. And it's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, our off-season hours, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And we are very pleased to welcome to the show right now. This guy only had a brief time with the Cleveland Browns. He is a very highly accomplished player in the National Football League as a kicker, and much of that was with the Washington Redskins. But he did join the Browns, and he did make his mark on this Browns team, kicking a very memorable field goal to beat the New York Jets in double overtime in the divisional playoffs. He is Mark Mosley. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, good to be here. Great to hear the name Cleveland again. It's been a long time.
That's where I wanted to start with you. Even though it was a smaller part of your resume compared to the rest of your pro football resume, Mark, just some thoughts and take us back to that time that you were brought aboard there, the circumstances. You were kind of an emergency. You know, they brought you aboard. And walk us through how you got on the Browns and then leading us through that decisive kick.
Well, it was kind of funny. I had been I'd gotten released back in the mid part of the season by the Washington and had been out of football for a couple of weeks. And I was doing some TV in New York, and I got a call on the set. And Jimmy the Greek Snyder was on the set with us, and they sent a message up to our set and said, Art Modell from the Cleveland Browns wants to talk to Mark. And Snyder thought it was a joke. He thought somebody were playing a prank on us. And then so we ignored it until after we got through. And the guy came over and said, no, this guy really needs to talk. This is Art Modell from the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
He wants to talk to Mark. So I get on the phone with him, and I'll be danged if they wanted me there the next day. That Matt had broken his leg on a kickoff, I think. Matt Barr. And they needed me to come in. And it was funny. What he was telling me was that he was doing. They were at the game watching the TV, and we were doing the end of the games for the day, and Art Modell had said something to their general manager. He says, "Well, what are we going to do about Matt? We got to get another kicker in. Who are we going to get?" And the general manager looked over at the TV and said, "That guy right there." I was on the TV screen. So that's how I ended up in Cleveland. But it was a great experience for me. It came at a time when I really needed it. I had that year had started off kind of struggling in Washington a little bit.
Right.
I had lost my holder the year before. Joe Theismann, if you remember, broke his leg, and he had been my holder for 12 years. And then we tried to use Jay Schrader, who was a terrible holder, unfortunately. But he didn't want to do it either, and I just couldn't adjust to it. It just wasn't going to work. I just knew every game that there were going to be a couple of holes that I wasn't going to be able to make the kick because the ball wasn't in the right place. And so I finally got released, and I sat around for a couple of weeks without a job, and then I got this call and came into Cleveland and started right off against the Houston Oilers and kicked a game-winning field goal, that Thanksgiving game against Houston Oilers, the first week.
Okay.
And so it really started me off well. The guys in the end zone, all those that they have in the end zone
the
there.
The dog pound.
The dog pound. Yeah. I was immediately accepted by the dog pound, which I knew going in there, if I didn't do something right away to get their approval, I was going to be in trouble there. And sure enough, I made a couple of field goals. I tied the game, and then I kicked one. I think it was an overtime, or maybe it was just to win the game. But it was it got me started on the right foot.
Sure.
And then we went on and won our division and ended up kicking another field goal before the end of the season that won a game. And then we went in the playoffs, and I kicked those field goals against the Jets that put us in the AFC Championship game.
I was there that day, and I remember standing on the field because they brought us down a little early from the media, from the press box, to go in the locker room afterward. But, and it was before it was – we knew the game was going to overtime. Yeah. It was a little cold, a little uncomfortable down there, and standing down there and watching you. But just having the cool and the calm to deliver those field goals and playoff pressure, I mean, that's the thing. You weren't flinching. Your experience, you were natural for that.
Yeah, well, that's why they brought me in. Yeah. the experience that I had. And I had a very good track record as far as kicking game-winning field goals throughout my career, and that's kind of what kept me around. And so it turned out to be a really good experience for me.
Mark, talk about the fans of Cleveland. I know you spent a lot of time with Washington Redskins and the Washington Redskins Ring of Fame, but kind of did you get a sense in your short period of time here just kind of the passion of the fans in Cleveland and how hungry they are for a winner?
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns. You know, the Cleveland Browns is one team, even though I only played with them for a short period of time, I still feel like that I'm part of that organization. I still get letters from them. I get invitations to come to games. It was a great organization. Even though the one that I played for moved to Baltimore, the ones that are there came in and they've carried on the flag very well, done a great job. And the fans haven't changed. I think the fans are going to always be hungry. And I think with the new coach now, hopefully they're going to pull things around and things are going to change for them. I do know that the fans they deserve to have a winning football team in Cleveland. They really do. It's been a long time, almost as long as Washington. They've been struggling too.
We're visiting with Mark Mosley. He's former NFL place kicker, played for four teams in the NFL, 12 seasons with the Redskins, but did play for the Cleveland Browns and made a decisive kick for that team to win a divisional playoff game in double overtime against the Jets. You're here to promote something that's called Optimal Bowl and Wellness Challenge, the NFL Alumni's Optimal Bowl and Wellness Challenge reality web TV series premiering this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're actually having a health contest, if you can believe that, and they're filming a lot of the stuff that we're doing. They've tested us. There's about six or seven of former players that are involved in this, and what they do is we're getting a complete breakdown of our physical status. How healthy am I right now? For myself, I have type 2 diabetes. They're going to put me on a program that includes exercise, which I already do. I've never stopped working out. I'm a crazy man when it comes to working out. I still work out 2 hours every day. I run 6 or 7 miles every morning, and I do hundreds of sit-ups every day and push-ups every day. But I still, when I took all these tests that they put us through, I found that there's some things that I can improve on. I can get, even at 65, I can get better at. And so they're going to put us on these. They're going to test us. And then we're going to kind of have a competition going on between the guys as to who can change their health status more. And eventually, and they're filming all this, and it's going to be on this website. If you go to optimalbowl.com, you can get more information on it, and they'll fill you in. And if you want to even get involved, you can make a donation to the charities that we're involved in and vote for those players, for your favorite player if you want to. And then all that money is going to go to the charities. And that's kind of what we're doing it for, is really for the charities, those of us, because we're just volunteering to do this to make sure that it gets out and we get some attention to it. And hopefully it will be able to show other people what they can do, because they're going to get us our nutrition. They're going to change our nutrition. They're going to change our hormones. Most of us, as we get older, our hormones change, and so they're going to try to get all that leveled out. But they have ways of helping us to do all these things and improve our health dramatically. So that's what we're counting on.
And the other guys you're taking on: Otis Anderson, Jim Burt, Carl Nelson, Bruce Harper.
Yes.
And then also military veterans.
Yes, we have three. We actually have, I think it's three Navy SEALs that are going to be that are involved in it. One of them is a guy by the name of John Gilliam. When I first saw his name on there, I thought it was the QB from Pittsburgh, but it's not. It's another guy that was in. He was in the actually was in the Navy SEALs, and then he's been in the FBI for a number of years, and now he has a company of his own that he works in security. So we're trying to get the word out that everybody can improve their health, and I think it's something that here in the United States there's a lot of interest in health and wellness.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, Mark.
My pleasure.
And you know, God bless and good luck with all of that.
Thank you. This is a crazy world. I'm also involved with Five Guys Burger.
I was going to say, are you going to get Jim Burt to go to Five Guys to kind of throw him off in the competition?
Yeah. I offered free hamburgers to my other guys, as many as they want to eat, free hamburgers and fries.
But, and not turkey burgers.
I love that place. They got a bunch of them in Cleveland. I love Five Guys.
I'm director of franchise development for Five Guys and have been for the last 13 years. Since I convinced them that we could franchise when they had four stores, and now we have 1,200 stores and another 2,500 yet to be built that we've already sold. So I've been very fortunate. The Morrell family that has Five Guys is a great family, and I've been honored to be a part of it and help them grow.
Outstanding. Mark, thank you again, and all the best, my friend.
Thank you. It's good. And all my fans back in Cleveland, it was the greatest experience of my life. believe me, it was a phenomenal time. Everybody made me feel at home, even though I'd come from Washington, and
right.
It was a different thing, but it was great. So thank you.
Thank you. All right.
He is Mark Mosley, and he joins us, former Browns place kicker, joining us here on Radio Row, Super Bowl 48. We are in the heart of Manhattan, broadcasting to you. And Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.